This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to avoid that comparison trap. If you're working from home due to the pandemic, you've likely had your share of Zoom calls. And recently, I overheard a woman talking about the various workspaces she had seen on her Zoom calls. It was as if she was critiquing each person's home or office and comparing it to her own. Comparing yourself to others is always a slippery slope that never leads to a good place. When I think about the consequences of comparing oneself to another, and I turn to the scriptures, I think about the parable involving the workers in the vineyard. One day, a master went into the marketplace and hired laborers to work in his vineyard. The workday was 12 hours, from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, and the workers agreed to be paid 1 denarius for the day. This master returned to the marketplace several times throughout the day, hiring more and more workers. In fact, he even hired workers at 5 in the evening, the 11th hour of a 12-hour workday. When those who started at 6 in the morning saw that those who started at 5 in the evening were being paid 1 denarius, they assumed they would be paid more. And when they weren't, they went away angry. These workers could have been left in the marketplace with no work at all. Yet they were chosen to work and would pay the salary they agreed to. But they measured their work in direct correlation to others and missed the opportunity to be grateful. If you have a tendency to compare yourself to others, remember these words. When they compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, avoid comparisons.